the Chayim of Aleph, we have a few places to learn on the previous sugya, so just let's go quickly over the Gemara. Gemara is the kasha, v'ini yochaleima b'fanei nichta b'fanei nechtam. So the din is, m'yeshal v'eidem yiskayim b'choysmo. So the Gemara is the kasha, l'rabbe kasha. How can Kiyim help? We have to be mefardes lishmo. Sochem ha'eskino l'acha shalomdu. The Gemara said, we're speaking about l'acha shalomdu. Yehochi, so the Gemara asks if it's l'acha shalomdu, is yochel nami. So this chiddush that you don't have to say before nai nichtav, is a filu by yochel, it also will help you skyim b'chayismo. You don't need a bidur on lishmo. The Gemara says, "Gzeira shemayachsa dovali kulkule." Now, even though it's lacha shalom do, but Chazal said you still have to say b'fani nichtav al lishmo shemayachsa dovali kulkule. Ihochi, the Gemara says, "Now, if there's a gzeira eini yochol nami, so why an eini yochol in yeshedim is kain b'chosmo? But we need a bivul in the mevara that was written lishmo al gzeira." The more answered the kevin is harish milsud lo shchicha, milsud lo shchicha legoza borabon. Out the etzim chiyu to say b'fani nishtaval flishmo slacha shalomdo. In out the gzeire, so we have a klal b'milsud lo shchicha legoza borabon, and the eini yochel is a milsud lo shchicha. The kevin is harish is a milsud lo shchicha. So the Gemara asks, are you telling me, whenever you have a shlichus below shlichus, so then you don't have to say b'fane nechtav. Because the tache shalom don't is no gzeira, v'isha below shlichus, snan ha'isha atzma maybe yagito, ha'isha can bring her own guest, which is a very rare case that she's a shliach and her own guest. V'vacha shlich aloim b'fane nechtav b'fane nechtav. You told me that by a shlichus below shlichus, you don't have to say before nai nichtav. So more answer, shloi tachlik b'shlichus. Shloi tachlik b'shlichus. They didn't want to differentiate between one shlichus and another shlichus. So let us see, taisus, shloi tachlik b'shlichus, peirish b'shlichus diyochel. So taisus learns pshat, that means taisus Erekashe, so it's like Tachlik Vishlicha, so right away we're back where we started from, that, so, Pikech Vinisharish, also there should be a Chiyuk to say before Nei Nichtav, al Shlei Tachlik Vishlicha. So Taisha said, no, Shlei Tachlik Vishlicha is the Yochel. He says, every Shliach that is capable of saying, this is Shlei Tachlik that he should say. Masha'en Kain, Pikech and Ischarish is a different type. That's a shliach sheni yochol. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks, Baal nami. A Baal also should have to say, Alom esanya hu atmi shevigitin tzach loyme fani nishta fani nechtam. Taimim mai omar rabonon tzach loyme fani nishta fani nechtam. Dul maosi baal ma'ar aposolei. Hashte minked nokelei biyodi ve'ulikam arelei. So the Gemara asks Akasha from Baal, and the Gemara says, no, Baal doesn't have to say because Yizicha won't be Ma'ara. Now let us see Taisvis. Ihochi Baal Nami. So the Gemara seems to be asking Akasha on Rabbi. A Baal should have to say. What about according to Rabbi? So Taisvis says as follows. Ihochi Baal Nami, L'Rabbi Nisha, according to Rabbi, it's very good. The Himaisi lay Baal, when the Baal brings it, Leka Lemechish Lazir. So we don't have to be afraid that she was Mazayif to get, and because the Baal is bringing the get, so Mamela, so it's not Mazayif. The Ainei Choshed Lachshila Ben Miskavan, that we Zicha don't have to be afraid that he'll be Mazayif Eidim without being Chasmaning Eidim, and go and bring her a Mazayif to get. At Mamish Harishis, the Rimach Shalah, that's it, we don't have to be, there never was such a gzeirah. So the whole Gzeira of the Yibu, afraid maybe she was Mazai. So if he brings her to get, she still wasn't Mazai. So according to Rove, it is very good why a Baal does not have to say B'fanei Nichtav. If the whole purpose is all to be Mevarah, it's not Mezuyif. So if he brings the get, it's not Mezuyif. Elo the Rabbe, but according to Rabbe, B'Baal Namalekesh Le'yare, he'll be Ma'arel, who say the Metchila Le'hoye Yedei Shetzorech Lishmo. He didn't know that you need Lishmo. And later he found out that you need Lishmo, so come and be Ma'arer on the Kashrus again. So Mishani min kidnoket biyode, even the Iruze Aine Lalaz, like Lamecha Shiyara even the Noket. So the Gemara answers, and this is how Tesis learned that Beis Amid Beis. Tesis learned that the Chash of Irur on Lishmo is only Alaz. That means Meikar Adin, I have a Biru. Right people are acquainted with the din of lishma, and then stam sifra b'dayne sofim amigmad miri some emele. So the whole thing is only a last balm that will come to chapter. But if he himself brought the get, some stame zikra monte, he himself brought the get because the batme from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Israel, some stame zikra won't be ma'ara. So the Maharsha is ma'irer on this Taisis as follows. That means Taisis, if the Gemara would have been asking Akasha, Toshma, we have a paraisa, a Baal, does not have to say b'fanei nichtav. So according to Rav, it's very good, because there's no shazi. According to Rav, it's shver, maybe be ma'ar that it's shalei lishmo. It's a ma'ar, says no, I mean, kenokele b'yod, he won't be ma'ar. That means this would be a kasha stamazoy and the machlekes abayev erove. So the Gemara says, "It's not according to Rabbi a kasha machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi." So the Gemara answers, "No, according to Rabbi, it's also good." But the Gemara seems that we're going with an ihachi over here. We have a whole sugya. We're not having oisik in the machlekes Rabbi and Rabbi. We just had a whole stiktayra with Rabbi. And we're in the middle of this sugya, and all of a sudden the Gemara is sakosha ayhochi bal nami. So the Maharsha says as follows, that he says, really, if we would ask Akasha, why according to Rabbi doesn't he have to say, let's be chayish, why doesn't a bal have to say, let us be chayish that the bal will be ma'ar? That's the discussion. Maybe the Baal Bimah, I don't know, say it was written Shalei Lishma. He didn't know, now he knows. So Samazai says, and here it says a Baal doesn't have to say. I would tell you, Teretz, no, maybe this is speaking about Lacha Shalomdu. This isn't speaking about Lacha Shalomdu. So Memele, Samazai to ask from the clear blue sky that, why the Baal doesn't have to say, according to Rabbi, you would have to say, because maybe it'll be Ma'are. So I would tell you, Teretz, speaking about Lacha Shalomdu. But now we have here a whole sugya that all the Mishnahs are speaking about Lacha Shalom. The Va'aval Pi came as Exeter Shem Yasa Double Kulkuloi. So Memele, so Iyachi, that means this is a Hemshech, that means if I wouldn't have learned this sugya without knowing all these Chishbainas, I wouldn't have a Kasha from Baal. I would say Baal is speaking about Lacha Shalom. So Lacha Shalom, that is why Lacha Shalom, that is why you don't have to say. But since I have this whole sugya till now, that I learned that if a lacha shalom, do you still have to say, Xeira Shemiyasa double the kulkuloi? So my mele naiv akasha by Baal. So the Gemara answers, no, by Baal, there never was a chiyiv to say, because since all things are shashlaz, minke nokele biyodai, he won't be maitzilaz. Let us see the Gemara further. Toshma, we're in the middle of the Omid now. Now we'll learn the Gemara further. The boy minei Shmuel miravune. In Agavuchem Estame, it's good to know Ravune was the Rebbe of Rabbe. Maybe we're going to ask from what Ravune said on Rabbe. We ask from his Rebbe. The boy minei Shmuel miravune. Shnayim sheviu get min dinas hayom. Sichin sheyoimru befoneinu nichtab ufofneinu nechtab. This then, if two bring a get, you have to say it, don't you have to say? צריכים לאימא, אין צריכים לאימא. אמר לי, אין צריכים. רב הונא סד, רב הונא דרב אברהם סד, אין צריכים. ומאי ליאמר בפני נגירשא מי לאימא המני, if they would say that they saw that this woman was nisgarish, so they'd be nema. So mamela, they're nema to say they're shluchim also. And if they're shluchim, this is how the Chacham Sofer have shot in this Gemara, we mentioned before, what's going on, one of the Gemara, Liba de Tosfos. The pshat is that, really, if they're shluchim, so it's zicha not mezuyif. She zicha wasn't mezuyif. He made them a shliach. How do you know if they're shluchim? They say they're shluchim. A person can say Eidus on himself. He's a baldovo. How do you know they're shluchim? They have a migu. Because they didn't have to say they're shluchim. They could say, I saw this woman that got yet. And then they would, if they lie, that's the best way out. They'll say she saw she was geget and finished. They went and they're coming to say that no, she wasn't geget yet, but we're shluchim to give her a get. So we believe them with a migu. That she, they could have said that we saw that she's geget. So Mamela, even though they're not Nemon Bateiras Aedis to say that they're shluchim because they're Bali Dvorim, but they're Nemon Bateiras Migel. So Mamela, so Taisis had said Pshat in this Gemara on that Bezim and Bez. So since we believe that they're shluchim, so Tzicha not Mezuyah, he didn't give them a Mezuyah to geget. So Mamela, therefore you don't have to say before my Nichtav and before my Nechem, but Tzicha not Mezuyah. That was Rav Huna's parrot, what they asked him. They asked Shaila Shmuel, after Rav Huna, the two have to say? So he said, no, two don't have to say. It's Tzichah not Mezuyah. The Gemara says, L'Rav Enichet, according to Rav, it's very good. The Rabbi Kashi, according to Rabbi, there's another Shaila, maybe it's written Shalai Lishma. So being Shluchim doesn't help the situation. So the Gemara says, Ochem Ha'eskine La'ach Shalom. Speaking about Lacha Shalomdu, some Mela, there's no problem of Lishma. Ihochi Chad Nami. So why Dafke, did he ask a Shaila by two? One who, one by one should also help. Yiskayim Bechoisma. Why did he ask Dafke by two? When Zeri Shemiyach is a double Kilkule. One, there's no Shaila. Zich has to say before Neinichtav. Zeri Shemiyach is a double Kilkule. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks Beitchei Nami. So two also let's be guys Shemiyach double kipulai. Beitrei the maisi git the milsad leishchiche mils leishchiche legasa barabo. So the marim says two shluchim to bring a get is not shchiach legasa barabo. So the maisi veisha leishchiche nani ish atzma bevi git bavachi atzma tzichalei mukani nichtam pani nechtam. So the marim says shalei tachle bishliches. So just let us see the bottom, next to the bottom places. Leitachlet bishliches, perish bishliches the chad. The gozrinin, chad the loishchiach, which is isha, otu chad the shchiach, which is a shliach. So therefore, by shliches, a shliches the chad, there's a leitach. Avo beitrei otu chad le gozrinin. But two that are loy shchiyach, to be geyser, two or to one, here we're not geyser. So like tachlik b'shlichas, that seems Tosfos goes in the Tosfos before it's like tachlik b'shlichas the yochel. There's a the shlichas the yochel. We said all shlichas the yochel have to say. So the Gemara is saying the same thing. All shlichas the chad have to say like tachlik. We don't differentiate. I this shlichas. Shichiach, this is like shichiach, like tachlik b'shlichas. But two, this is a different type of a shlichas. This is two shluchim. They want geyser, shtayim, or tuchak. So mamela, that is why Rav Huna said that, two do not have to say, because the whole problem is only alskiyum and yever eidem etzim lekaimai, and one. But one will have to say, shtayim. Yachs a double kilkulai. So the Gemara is the Hochi Bal Nami.
Allah mit Tanje, hu at mishay begitay nitzach lima vanechta vani nechtam. As it haima marabon, nitzach lima vanechta vani nechtam, du masi bal maru posaloi. As the min kenokaloi beyode, be uri kam areloi. So this is the same Gemara we had before. Let us see what Rashi is to say. Shnayim sheviu get, shnayim nasu shluchim. Mailu yoimru kloim aimrotza hein oimrim onu meidim shegilsha. They could have said, we saw how he gave her a get, a nosal a get, or he lishluch a get. Is la rabbi kashe, the omar rabbi said before that beisam et beis, ki maisi beitrei tzrich aloima. So the Gemara says, it's being malache shalomdu. Yehochi the lomdu, chadnami ki mais le chadnami le litzruchu. So they should speak about Chad also, that he doesn't have to say before a nicht, that Kim should be sufficient. Let us see Taisvitz. Beitrei de maisi gite. Lefize. So the Gemara feels like that trei do not have to say, because the Gemara says it's a milfla shchich legoso berabot. Lefize. So now, on the Beizam at Beiz, we had asked, my binayu, what's the difference between Rabbi and Rove? So a lot of the differences fell off already. Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say this, this Eile Rego, but he didn't. Medina, Medina Sayom, okay, I mean, there's Poshit, you have to say, the Rabbi slay the Rabbi, so whenever, according to Rabbi, you have to say, according to Rabbi, you also have to say. So the only case we had left was Ois Medina, Medina Sayom, and Asur Beitrei. And Asur Beitrei, according to Rabbi, you don't have to say. But now, the Gemara saying, according to Rabbi, you also don't have to say, Lacha Shalomdu. So there's no Zaire Shamayak the double kilkulay. So see, so the only thing that's left over is Ais Medina, Medina Siyam. That's all that's left over. Lakamon Beresh Perik Shaini, Ikalamandi Yoma. So it says, and what do we have over here? We have over here, Rav Huna said, Shnaim do not have to say. And Rabbi explained, why don't they have to say? Because the tray is a milsad loy shriche, the gozu rabbonon shema yachsa double kilkuloy, and slacha shalomdu. So now we know, according to Rav Huna, afilu loy trabe, you don't have to say because it's slacha shalomdu and it's milsad loy shriche. Ulakamon bereish perik sheini, ike laman di yoma, de shnayim shrichen loyma afilu acha shalomdu. There's a man di yoma that is two vashainis in the Gemara. There's one man the Yoma that says, Afilu acha shalomdu shnaim do have to say. So how do we understand, not like Rav Huna, so how do we understand this? So he holds, that he also holds like Rabbi, that Loshna is also going like Rabbi. The reason you have to say is alts lishma, and so even though it's acha shalomdu, but to shluchim and not a milsa de loy shchicha, to make it up some milsa de loy shchicha, some amela. So we have baita de gzeire, just like by one shlich, we have gzeire shema yachza dovel kilkuloi, who had been by two shluchim also gzeire shema yachza dovel kilkuloi, it's not called a milsa de loy shchicha. So, the machlik is Rav Huna in that loshen over there. As Rav Huna says, it's a milsad loy shchicha. There's one lotion in the second page that holds that it's a milsad shchicha. Ulemai de choshev loy milsad loy shchicha. So now Taisa says, let's say according to Rav Huna, that holds it's a milsad loy shchicha. Chodik toni, the Mishnah says, ubeis oimrim befoneinu nechta. The Mishnah says, two people said befoneinu nechta. The dayik minei rabbe, the yodanu loy mahani. So rabbe brought a raya from this mishnah that afilu by two, you have to say before neinu nechtam, and yodanu doesn't help. Afal gav the mistoma airi ache shalomdu. So the mishnah, we just said before, all the mishnayas are speaking about ache shalomdu. So that Mishnah is also speaking about Acher Shalomdo. And the Mishnah says that two Eidim said Befoneinu Nechtem, and Rabbi said they have to say Befoneinu Nechtem, so tell us that it's Lishma. So Taisus is asking, according to Rav Huna by us, who says that Shnayim don't have to say, because it's a Milsa Deloi Shriche, so what did Rav Huna do with the Mishnah in the second Perek? The Mishnah second Perek says that the two say Befoneinu Nechtem. They're speaking about one, a third one said before nine nichtam, and two said before nine no nechtam. That's the case over there. And Rabbi was medaik, they have to say before nine no nechtam. They can't be mekayim, they have to say before nine no nechtam. So Taisa says, according to Rav Huna, what is pshat in the Mishnah? Mikol mokim, nokat before nine no, mishum dekaidim shalomdu, have before nine no daf. So Taisus answers, that's what the Mishnah hopped on, that they said Bifoneinu Nechta. Really, they could say Yotanu also, because it's Lacher, Shalomdu, and Treizem Ilsud Lo Yishchichit. But he hopped on this Loshen, that means if we learn like Rabbe, so that's how we say Pshat the Mishnah. He hopped on the Loshen of Bifoneinu Nechta, to tell us that there once was a time he had to say Befoneinu Nechtam, Kaidim Shalomdu. So he's hopping on, Befoneinu Nechtam is a good Lashon. But the Shail is, why did he mention this Lashon if now Yodana will help? But he wanted to say a Lashon before that. The Mishnah is speaking about Acher Shalomdu also, but there was a Tkuv of Kaidim Shalomdu. So he wants to mention the Lashon which was always used. So even though the Mishnah isn't going into it now, that little, since it's the Mishnah could be speaking Acher Shalomdu. That's true, it could be speaking Acher Shalomdu. That means the loch of Acher Shalomdu is the loch that says in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah could also be telling us the din of Kainim Shalomdu. So Mameli Chapton, a loshon which would have to be used Kainim Shalomdu, and then, so, I should know, Al Kaponim, that Kainim Shalomdu, Yodanu did not help, then you had to say Bedavke Befoneinu Nechta. Now he said, so that was the Mishnah mentions it now. Now Kakidon, even Befoneinu Nechta, because it's Lacher Shalomdu, but he mentioned the Oifen Akiyin, which had to be Kaidim Shalomdu. That's why he mentioned the Lashon of Befoneinu Nechta. Now let us see Rabbi Kevege. So Rabbi Kevege lies by Tzorech Iyun Godel. But the way he asks the kasha, we have to learn Yerushalayim also from Rabbi Kevege. Leizachisi lahav. That means when he asks the kasha on Taisvis, nothing wrong with Taisvis is Leizachisi lahav. I wasn't zeichet to understand the Taisvis. That's how Rabbi Kevege asks the kasha. The leitzorech loim meklal. He says, I don't understand you. According to Rav Huna, when Shmuel asked Rav Huna, if two people go together, you have to say anything, yes or no. He said, you don't say anything. I mean, and that is, I mean, al-tiyum, you don't have to say, because shnayim, shenayim mitzuyim l'kayim, the way Rashi says, or Taisvus learns that, that if two people bring a get, so they're saying they're shliach, so it's mekuyim, I know klo, that Isha wasn't mezayif. Al-koponim, by two, yes, they have to say, they don't have to say. There's no Indian of Kiyam, I know it's not Mezuyah. Or he have Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayim. That was the, that's what he had on that Beidim at Beid, or Suyi Beitre, according to Rabbi, you don't have to say. Now, according to Rabbi, we asked Akasha, what did you do with Rafuna, but you have to say Al Tzlishmo? He says, Lacha Shalom. Lacha Shalom, Gzeire, Shemayasa, Nova, Tre is Leishchir. So Al Koponim, according to Rav Huna over here, when two people bring a get, nothing is said. Nothing is said. The Avedim between Lekaimoy, or that alone that they say their Shluchim is said that it's not Mezuyah, but they have nothing to say about the get. They have nothing to say about the get, according to Rav Huna. According to one Lashon in the Gemara there that Taisus brought down, that Lashon holds that Trei is milsa de shriche. So then they have, so it's a milsa de shrich, then you have to say beponain, then it's very good. Then you have to say beponain, echad omu beponain nechtam, shnaim omu beponain no nechtam, because if it's a milsa de shrich, so then we have to say beponain no nechtam, in order to be embarrassed, there was lishma, zeyre shemiyach, and over the kukula. Zukta bekevega oisem, baby. So verses are like this, lemaise, do two, according to Rabbi, like the time is also lishma, do two Eidim have to say anything, yes or no? So he says, it depends. If it's, according to Rabun, it's a milsa, the lo yishchicha, you don't say anything. There's no need of kiyam, there's no need of lishma. According to one man, the man, Rabbi Yechanan, over there, that's also milsa, the shchicha, so you have to say, but then you don't have to. So now, Zutra Bekebega, lo zechisi lover. The ho, according to Rabun, leitzorich loy meklal. What's that? The two of them said before Neinu Nechtam. It can't be talking about two shluchim. Because two shluchim don't say anything. Ube'emes, so he says, Amavu abisugi disham. The lishne kamas over the masnisa mairi davke, beloya suhi beitrei. Beis oimrim before Neinu Nechtam is speaking about that one was a shliach and one was not a shliach. It's not shnei shluchim. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. The basuyi beitrei, leitzorich lamire klal. The ike rove, according to rove, asuyi beitrei, yevede mitzim lekaimai, ike rabe, the beitrei leishiach. So one loshen says over there, that what the Mishnah says, that loshen holds according to Rabbi, you don't have to say. That loshen is going according to Rabbuna. So what is pshan, the Mishnah, they say, shnayim amru befoneinu nechtam, means not two shluchim, means it was one shliach and another eight. And these two said before Neinu Nechta. Ve'idach, that's one lashon. Ve'idach lishne muki biyoytze mi beitrei. There's another lashon in the Gemara that says it's speaking about the both are shluchim. The svirulay de la rabbe gam bechi agav netzach loyma before Neinu Nechta, because trei is also shchichet. So there's two ways how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. The second Lashon holds, the Mishnah is speaking about both of them are Shluchim. Va'aval pikin you have to say, because Shluchim is, Melsa de Shchicha is Gozer Bo Rabbonim. That's one mahalo. The first Lashon says the Mishnah is not speaking about Shluchim, because Shluchim don't have to say. So the Mishnah is speaking about the one was a Shlich and one was an eight. But then it's a B'nai Nenechta. In Cain, Leman the Yoma Bishmaitin the Suya Beitrei Leitzorch Loina, Akoch the Masisin the Samayri, but Loi Suya Beitrei. Kalish Nekama the Shom. I'm a male of Neinu Davke, but Zorchli Iyun Kodu. So Rabbi Kevedia says, I don't understand Taisu's problem. That means if you hold like Rabbuna, so the Mishnah can't be speaking about that both of them are Shluchim, because both of them are Shluchim, they don't say anything. Finished. So speaking about the one is a shliach, the one is a shliach, so then you have to say before Neinu, and there's another one also, there's another eight also with him. So then you have to say before Neinu, because you have to say al shlishma, because there's a meyach and double the kokula. So, according to the other lashon, we hold that two have to say. So Taisus has a problem, he says he doesn't understand Taisus' problem. Taisus has a problem, there's a mishnah that says, the two say before Neinu Nechtam, they don't have to say before Neinu Nechtam. He says, no, if you hold, two don't have to say before Neinu Nechtam, they don't have to say anything. Taisa is saying they have to say, why did it happen before Neinu Nechtam? Because before Kaidim Shalom, they said before Neinu Nechtam. Rabbi Kevege says, I don't know such a Mishnah. Either the Mishnah is speaking about two shluchim, and it goes that two shluchim have to say, because we hold two shluchim al milsa de shchichet. Or the Mishnah is speaking about one shliach. So one shliach zich has to say, al zeh shem yachsu double kukuloi. So he doesn't understand taishloi zachisi lahoven, etzorech li iyun god. I mean, it stims. If it's loi zachisi lahoven, I don't know, I wasn't zeh to understand. I need iyun god. Some other people, so the Kebega once saw an oath on the dorim, it's mamish meredik, he says, he had a kasha and taishu, he doesn't understand the taishu, but no one else asked the kasha. So, by says everyone understood the Taisus. So I don't understand the Taisus. That's what he's saying over here. But Tzorach Li, Iyun Gadol. I have to butcher the Chandas Taisus. Everyone learns this Taisus and it goes very good. Zok the Gemara weiter. Toshma. Hameivi get mimdines hayom. V'nosnulo. A person brought a get mimdines hayom. V'nosnulo and he gave it over. V'loi omalo b'fonei nichtav b'fonei nichtav. It says, Ulay Omalo. He didn't say. He didn't say Vani Nifta Vani Nes. Im Niskayim Bechoysmo of Kosh. So the Mishnah says, the Braise says, if he had Kiyim, it's Kosh, it's a Kosher again. Vim Lav, and if it was not kind Bechoysmo, possible. Havi Lay Hutsu. So now, so the Braise continues. So what do you see from this? But if it's Niskayim Bechoysmo of Kosher, he didn't say Bechoysmo of Nechta. Havi. So you see from this, lehutz gulein b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam lahach melner. That means the saying b'fani nechta was not at a chumre that you have to say b'fani nechta. Elalakilolel. The whole b'fani nechta is you don't need to wait it. But he didn't say b'fani nechta and you have to wait it will be kosher. So this Baraisa is telling me, that he didn't say before Nei Nechtav, so it's not a quilt. If you have to wait them, it'll be good. So the Baraisa feels so you see, before Nei Nechtav is not a chum. You don't have to say before Nei Nechtav. You can get away with before Nei Nechtav without to wait them. V'inem alahach maraleo, el alahokilaleo. Is l'rov v'nichet, according to Rov, this is very good. I see we're talking about one shliach. See, here we just lost all our terutzim, which we had till now. Here we're talking about one shliach, he's not a pikeach in his charish. Loi omar, he didn't say. He gave over the get, he didn't say. So the din is that in the sky in b'chayisma b'skosha. Is l'rab v'niche, according to Rabbi, this is terrific, because pikeach, the whole reason you have to say is al tzkiyum. And so if he didn't say, so I'll be Mekayim with Eidim. L'Rabbe Kash. But according to Rabbe, Yishver, according to Rabbe, but what do you mean? You have to say before Nei Niftach, that when Varda was Lishmo, how is it kosher? So the Gemara answers, Hochem Ha'iskine Lacha Shalom. Let's speak about Lacha Shalom. So the Gemara says, Va'amrit Gzeira Shemayachse Chadova Likokulah. Acha shalom, but you still have to say. So the Gemara says, Kshini says. Oh, now the Gemara is going to tell us big chidush. Now let me tell you how you saw it. This gzeire, where we said, La'acha shalom, but you still have to say, that's before she got married. You won't let her get married till you say, B'fani nichta, b'fani nechta. But, if she got married already, and it's La'acha shalom, and because of that, we'll tell her you have to give a get, as I might nicht. I mean, Lishma they know, if the kosher get, we made a gzeira, fine, so, but now that they're married already, shenis. So how do we understand the Baraisa? That means you're telling me as follows. If it would be kaidim shenisais, what'll be the din? I won't let her get married. Why won't I let her get married? Because you have to know it's lishma. I fache shalom to, but ache shalom to gzeire shem yachse dover lekil kula. So before she gets married, let me ask you a pertinent question. Is b'fanai nichtav a chumre or a kula? So the answer is it's a chumre. That means even though I was mekayim, I won't let her get married because I have to know it's lishma. When she got married already, I don't say teitzei. Shani says, I don't say teitzei. But the funny nichtav is a chumre, and here it says a psandra verta. Here it says that the whole amira of the funny nichtav is lahokel v'loy lahachna. Yachi adi lehutz v'loy mefunny nichtav v'nechtav lahachma le lahokel aleh. That's not true. The funny nichtav is a chumre, and we won't let it get married till they'll tell us what's written lishmo. Umishum denise, so now the reason it is kaim bechaisma v'skasha because it's nise. So that's a good terrace what you're saying. So Moses says, Ochikoma. Vechiteime, haket nise. The Bais is thinking about nise. Vechiteime, laachmer Allah v'lifka. That's the kasha. The kasha is, but after she got married already, let's be machmer on her fish be a din tate. The funny nichter wasn't said. And how we answer, Lehutzach Leimer von ein Nichtam, von ein Nechtam, Lahachmele, Ella Lahokelele. So that's what the Breise is telling us. He said, the Breise is telling us, why were we not Machmel? Why were we not Machmel? By Nisais also, that he should have to give her a gift. So he says, no. To be Machmel, Allah, to take her out from her husband after Nisais, we never machmana. Let us see what Rashi says. Hevi lehutzruchu kloima. Emir miyata loy atzrichu loima b'fanei nichtav lahachme. There was never said a din that b'fanei nichtav should be said lahachme. Dechi mekayim, even though it's mekuyim, nitzrechei will still need b'fanei nichtav. We don't need to wait. The whole din is that the whole din of an nichtav is a kula that you don't have to bring to Eidim. If you brought to Eidim, you see, don't have to say before an nichtav. So the Gemara is takash and rabbi. So the Gemara says, "Kshenisa is kvav." Mishum hodzeire al tzeire of shemayachser dover lekel kuloi. We will not force him to give her again. So the Gemara asks, Mishum Denise, so. So it comes out. What is the reason that we're not machmer on her to say before I nichtav? To demand before, we don't care, they didn't say. Well, so why are we not machmer? Mishum Denise. So we will not permit her to get married. Even though it's Mikuyim, I won't let her get married because she has to say before I nifta. If she got married, I won't be mighty. But it comes out the etzem amira of before I nifta was said l'chumra also. Masas ochi kama. L'oilom b'niseis kama. We're speaking about Nisei. The loy mafkinelo. Now the Braise is telling us by Niseis we will not force him to give her again. Bahochi kama. Hevi lehutzu choloime bafonei nechtav lahachmer oleho lohoitzia acher sheniseis. We will not be machmer on her and force him to give her a get acher sheniseis. The loyteime lahachmer oleho lehoitzia. That means the Tanna is speaking about a case of Niseis. Let us be machmer. Since the Shliach did not say before my nichtav, since I don't have a bira that was written lishmo, let's be machmer on her. And he should have to give her a gift. No, the whole before my nichtav was said that you don't need aid. L'chayre pshat in the Gemara, this Rashi is as follows. The Chedushim Mebiurim says, that means the whole gzeire of Shemayach Zadovah L'Kilkuloi was still Niseis. But by Niseis, so then, as long as it was Niseis, then the only tzairich, Shem Niseis, the only tzairich of B'fonei Nechtav, after Niseis, the only tzairich of B'fonei Nechtav is only Altkiyah. And you shouldn't need to aid them. That means that after Niseis, forget about Lishma. After Niseis, the whole B'fonei Nechtav is a kula. Before Niseis, then there's a chumah B'fonei Nechtav. You have to be mevarah Lishma. But after Niseis, then, as long as she got married already, so then the whole B'fonei Nechtav was only said lakula, not lakuma. Shenisei, let us see Tais. V'ho desanya lakama, v'yoma b'fonei Nechtav, b'fonei Nechtam, avlad mamsa. Oh, so this is the chabitur geshaft. By us it says, he doesn't have to give a guess. And here it says, that avlad mamsa. So Tais says, Aino shaloi niskayim b'chay somo. That is speaking about there was no kiyum. So if there's no kiyum taka, then it's taka posel again. He says, we're just saying that if there's no birur of lishma, after nisus we don't need a birur of lishma anymore. But kiyum we need. Kiyum we always need. And if there's no kiyum, it's a posel, I guess without kiyum it's a posel again. It's einig shaloi niskayim v'chayson. But then it's a mamzatak, v'im tayman. So it comes out like this. So, what is the din? So let's go back to this din, what we are learning now. We're learning a din that if there was no, according to habit, according to Rabbi, if a get was given with kiyum and there was no b'fanei nechtav, so the halacha is loisi nosei. You're not allowed to get married. You have to say b'fanei nechtav. V'im niseis loisei tsei. So Taisva says, v'im taima, So Taisva says that we learned before on that Gimel Amid Beis, Gimel Gittim Psulim, Avlav Kosha, Gimel Gittim Kosha B'chsav Yodai, Eshla Beis Echo, Neim Beis Man, Svi Gittim Apsulim. Avlav Kosha. So Mimelso Taisva says, I have a fourth get. What's the fourth get? He gave over the get. He didn't say before Le Nechta. There was Kiyam. So, loisi nosei, not allowed to get married. In these days, loiseitse. And so then, there's loiseitse, it's a blood of zirna ramamza. So that's mamish that case over there. Shloisha gitten psulin, not to marry with his get. Beim niseis, a blood kosher. But also loiseitse, okay, the blood is kosher. So Taisu says, so according to Rabbe, there are four gitten. The Tan only found three gitten. An apostle, beim niseis, a blood kosher. Like the places I have a fourth get, this case of Rabbi. The Yeshloima, the Kasova Rabbi, the Gimbal Gitten, Teitzei. There it says, Vim Niseis have lot kosher, the Vlaz Arabamza, but it's Teitzei. And here it's Niseis, Loiseitzei. So it doesn't belong in the three Gitten. The three Gitten is Vim Niseis Teitzei, have lot kosher, but in Niseis Teitzei. And here is Vim Niseis Loiseitzei. Now, Lahai Lishna the Perig Beis. The Islay Rabbi Yochanan Shnaim Shabir Get Mdinis Ayom Tichon Loimer Faneinu Nichta. This is a machloik is what Rabbi Yochanan said by Shnaim Shabir Get. One man the Yomer says Rabbi Yochanan holds Shnaim Shabir Get you have to say Bafaneinu Nichta. Now, why do you have to say Bafaneinu Nichta by Shnaim? Hakol Kohaus Lishma. So, this Loshan Rabbi Yochanan holds that you have to say b'fanei nichtav al slishmo, al tkiyim, you wouldn't need to say by shnayim shevi. Mashma de kesova, so you say shnayim shevi, and he holds it's a milsa de shchicha. That's the sugya vayta. Mashma de kesova, fisha ein b'kiyim lishmo. So Rabbi Yechanan holds ein b'kiyim lishmo, so he holds like Rabbi. Is, so memeila, l'choyre, he'll say, so what is he going to do with this baraisa? The Braise says, in this kind of of kosher, I suppose I can lishmo. So we'll have to say the same peretz, like Rabbit speaking about Nisei. I mean, that's what we have to say, Nisei Paisei. Heich Mishani Ach Braise, doch. The E Mishani Lokshin Nisei, if we'll say the same peretz that Rabbit said, and Kain Lechashi Badi Gimel Gitim Sulin. Rabbi Yechon and Islay Beperik says, the Gimel Gittin Nami Loiseitzei. Oh, so now we're in hot water. Rabbi Yechon says, Gimel Gittin Loiseitzei. Rabbi Yechon then holds like Rabbi, the Tammuz Al Lishma. So in Mele, if you don't say Lishma, the Fani Nechtam, so that's that, in Niseis Loiseitzei. So here therefore Gittin. Then Loima, the Taisus, Lechoshvel, Psul, Hatoli, Beget, Atzmoy. So Taisus says, I'll tell you, I'll love this imperit. Ah! The Gimel Gittin there is the Psul and the Etzem Get. Kosu Bachsav Yodoy, Ein Boy's Man, Ein Boy Alei Bech, so it's a Psul, Gimel Gittin Psul. Here, if you didn't say before my Necht, it's not a Psul and the Get, it's a Psul and the Nesine. It wasn't given over properly. So, it, Mispare Mechutin with the Gimel Gittin Psulim. It's a new Psulim Gansen. So you can't add apples and pears. So Gimel Gittin Psulim, this also is the same thing, but it's not a Psulim to get, it's a Psulim to Maitha Geirish and the Nesinus I get. But Pone Nichta wasn't said. So Taisa says, I need to say Greisa Lamden. Vein Loima, Dolei Choshevel, Psula Toli Beget Atzmoy. Amrine beperik tes minyonis de seife lemute inos le lo. The Taisa says you can't say this. Amrine beperik tes minyonis de seife lemute nos nu lo veloi oma bechonei nishtav yoitzi vavlad mamze. Here is avlad kosher. Lemute inos nu lo veloi oma bechonei nishtav avlad mamze. So you see that if we're memayit loi oma bechonei nishtav, so it seems that it's similar to the Gimel Gittin, but here it's Avlad Mamza. So we don't make this Lomda Shechila, it is Absulun the Get, it is Absulun the Nesina. V'oimari, Dahu Milsed Rabbi Yochanan, V'sova Loi Seitze. So we have here a problem in Rabbi Yochanan. We have here, Rabbi Yochanan said, in Daf Pei Tes, in Pei Tes, the Rabbi Yechon said in Perik Tess, he said that what? Im Nisays, by the Gimel Gittin, Im Nisays, Loi Seitz. That's a Rabbi Yechon in Perik Tess, the Gittin. We have a Rabbi Yechon in Perik Beis, the Gittin, that says that Shnaim Sheviu get, you have to say before they Niftav. So that Rabbi Yechon holds that you have to say Alts Lishmot. So Memele, according to that Rabbi Yechon, Pshatnus Bereise means Lachesh and Nisays. So we have a kasha, let us say, Dalet Gittin Psula. So Taisus answers, I'm reading, Dal Milsed Rabbi Yechon, the Sova, Loi Seitzei, Koi Kelishne Kamede Beperik Bei, Disle Rabbi Yechon, the Fishen Eidem Metsuyim, the Kaimo, Ech Maskone de Shmai. That means, it is a machlekes what Rabbi Yechon holds. There's one man, Yoma, that says Rabbi Yechon does not hold like Rabbi. Rabbi Yechon holds that Eidem Metsuyim, the Kaimo. So Memele, the Rabbi Yochanan that says in Perik Tes that in Nisays Loi Seitzei, that Rabbi Yochanan is going according to the Rabbi Yochanan that holds that the time you have to say before the Nichtem is Al Slishmo, as Al Kiyom, as Al Tzeidim Mitzvim Lekaimah. So Mamele, if so, I have no problems Bechla with this Baraisa. I don't have to say it's speaking about Nisays. The whole thing is only according to Rabbi. Inami Yoima. V'hach v'rave v'rove t'anoi k'debina l'meim v'perg sheini l'Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll say that rave and rove is a machlokes t'anoi. Means, l'chayre, the t'ane that only rechens ois gimel gittim psulim, he holds like rove. This t'ane that says that we're speaking about him nisei slay seitz, he holds like rave. Yeah, okay, now let us turn to Omid. Now this is an explanation, this is Arashila. This is an explanation why, if he didn't say Befonai Nichtav, it was Niseis, why is it Loiseitze? Why didn't Chazal put down the feet and say, no, he didn't say Befonai Nichtav, it should be Teitze. So the Gemara says as follows, time am I. The whole time, why do you have to say, Dilma Osi Baal Ma'are Uposole? Why do you have to say, Alts Lishma? We're afraid, because the whole reason you have to say, because we're afraid if you won't say, and later the Baal will come, or be in hot water, and they'll say it was, Mi Ma'are, they'll say it was Shaloi Lishma. Abahashte Baal Loika Ma'are. She's married already. The whole thing we were afraid of, she might get married, and the Baal will be Ma'are, will be in hot water. That's what we were afraid of. So therefore we said, don't get married, and let's say, b'fanei nichtam, b'fanei nechtam. Fine. But now that she's married already, so all we are afraid of, we're afraid that the Baal might come, and they'll have to be a din teitze. So that's what we're afraid of. So if he didn't come, so we should say teitze. My do mosi bal maru posale hash the bal loy kamar the bal no one's coming yet anan nekim v'nahar lo So we'll come and we'll be ma'are, or we'll say it's and we'll say teitze. Let us see what Rashi says. Time of my dumosi bal ma'are. The time of my omar rabbonim, the boy lemeima. Why did the rabbonim say you have to say poninech the dumosi bal ma'are? Hilkach im loini says if she didn't get married, loiti nosei. So we won't let her get married. We won't let you get married because a lot of the kilkulim can happen. You'll get married and the Baal come and say it was written shalei lishma. Aval hashted the niseis, but now that it's speaking about niseis, amai litko, so why should she leave her husband? Akati liyosi Baal umara, the Baal known as being mara. So anan nekem v'nara, that means the whole fear that we were afraid of, so we should make this kilkul already. Lamaisa, he wasn't Ma'ara, so we should be Ma'ara. So that is why Va'achesh and Niseis, this Bechlal, no din of Befonai Nechta, to make the, no din that Yefim Ma'ara was Lishmo, and if not, you'll be Maitzio. Let us see Taisvis. Iboi same a time of mine. But it was a Gilse. Not time of my is a reason why im nises lo yseitze. That's our gilse. Time of my is a reason why im nises lo yseitze. There was a gilse boyis aima time of my a new mahalach. The first mahalach was that the first mahalach ended on a local level. The first mahalach was that that the din of Shemiyasa double kilkuloi im niseis loiseis. That's the first malach. We're not saying any reason why. The whole thing is a gzeira. The gzeira was, kozman, she didn't get married. If she got married already, we didn't say the gzeira should be kind, there should be a din teitze. Iboy yiseima, now there's a different gilse. Another telltale I'll tell you. Tashi legores iboy yiseima, the shum of the milsu. Time of my is a reason why we do not say teitze. That's a Rashi Lemsha. Ulari nire the shape gorislo. Begeiros vi boyeseime. This is a new pshat in the Baraisa. Umuki lo hashta kaidim shalomdu. So let's just hear what shat the si boyeseime is. The boyeseime is speaking about kaidim shalomdu. Kaidim shalomdu. Amir dikazach. Bekiven de niseis leiseitze. But if it was niseis leiseitze, kiven de leziuf leke lemeiches, de niskayim bachoysamot. De leke elo laz baalme, de shaloi lishmo. Apilu yosi baal umaare ke de frishes leel. Now let us explain a little bit for a few minutes what Taisus is saying in the second verse. Taisus is saying a murdike mouthful. First of all, Taisus is saying that Afilu Kaidim Shalomdu, the whole takone to say before my nechtav was Kaidim Shaniseis. It might come from Yimara. We don't believe the Iro. That's Shitas HaTaisus. The Iro is a Laz Baum. Afilu Kaidim Shalomdu, because the Beroi people know the Shema, Safri Migmig Miri. The whole thing is a Laz Baum. So, Kaidim Shalomdu, we said, Kaidim Shani says, she shouldn't get married. It's going to be Kilkulam. He's going to come and we might see Laz. So, you say, Befani Nifta, Befani Nechtam. If you didn't say, we won't permit to get married. He's going to make a Laz. La'acha Shani says, so Taisa says, La'acha Shani says, so she's married already. So, between you and me, the whole, when he comes, we also don't believe him. It's enough to make a Laz. We wanted to prevent a lot. But so we should be mighty her. We should be mighty her because he might come and make a lot. I mean, I feel when he comes, it's only a lot. So we zicha won't be mighty her. So Taisus is saying, the boy is saying, is telling us, I feel the kaidim shalomdu, I feel the kaidim shalomdu, the halacha is that will be in niseis loiseitse, because the whole chash of shalei lishma, aydeir rabal, is only a chash lav. So, mamela, we won't be maitziya. If he wasn't ma'ara, why should we be ma'ara? That's what Taisvi said. But let us be medayik, one vote of Taisvi. ולרי נראה לשפה גוריס לו, מוקי להשת הקוינם שלונדו, וכיוון דליסייס לא יסייצי, כיוון דלזיוב לקה למחש דנסקיים בחייסמה. So, תייסוס זה סיין. קוינם שלונדו, תייסוס סיין פשט, קוינם שלונדו, it's in ניסייס לא יסייצי, because there was קיום. Now, state in places, what if there wouldn't be Kiyum? What if there wouldn't be Kiyum? State in places, there'll be a dinam nisei states. There'll be a dinam nisei states. So, places, and so what is Pshat? Why is there a din of im nisei states? Kaidim Kiyum. The Baal was in Ma'ad. Let's say the same stick Torah. We're afraid that the Baal be, the Baal was married. We should be married. Why should there be a din in these states? So in Chedusha Rab Shloimeh Haiman, he says Pshat, that he says as follows. He says, we see from Tosfos that that's what you need, Kiyum. There's a difference between, according to the Tosfos, there's a difference between Lishmo, Kedim Shlomdo, between Lishmo and Kiyum. By Kiyum, Kozman, it wasn't this Kayim, there's a din Tanina Mezuyev. We will not accept the get, it's a puzzle to get, there's a din Tanina Mezuyev. But, Lishmo, it's not Shalot Tanina Shaloi Lishmo, it's Lishmo, it's right, people know about Lishmo, Sam Sefra, Safra, the Dynamic Midmiri, it's a Shashlat, man, a Shashlat. She's married already, so what, you're afraid he might, so we should, we're afraid he'll make a lot, so so before that we should be married. I mean, it's not a real shas. But Mezuyev is a din tainina Mezuyev. So it's a puzzle to get, just like Taisa said in the beginning of Gittin, that there's a din tainina Mezuyev if you're mon from Lakuchis, you're mon from Yisayman. So here there's a din tainina Mezuyev, and a getta wasn't a getta, maybe get memdinas hayom, is a din tainina mezuyev. Period. So I'd just like to say one knech. Why, if we remember, Taisa said that days a medalla, a maybe get beret yisoil, you don't sip on any stuff. So Taisa says, let's say tainina mezuyev. Let's tainina mezuyev. So Taisa says, mishu megune kila borabon. So Taisa on that base brought a raya from the Mishnah, that our Mishnah holds that there's no din of Tanina Mezuyev. It wasn't the sky, there's no din of Tanina Mezuyev. So why in Medina's, why maybe get Medina's Hayom, is there a din of Tanina Mezuyev? What's the difference? Why didn't say Mishumigun Nikila Borabon? So Rav Shloimeh does not explain this, but it could be, and that's my found that Shuvah Sam Sefer that says this. What's the kasha? Just like in Eretz Yisrael, we don't tie them as we, Mishumigun Nikila Bo Rabona. I mean, so why should tie them as we, and then she'll have problems that she'll have to be, let her get married already. Say, Mishumigun Nikila Bo Rabona. So, we are makel that we don't tie them as we, Mishumigun. Now, what's gonna happen if the Baal comes and tie them as we? Eretz Yisrael, no problem, so we'll be mekayim it. I mean, there's no problem in this. But now, to wait for Kiyim, Shemigun Nikila Bo Rabon. And may we get Mimdina Sayom, Nibur et Eretz Yisrael, and he gave it over to her. So, again the same, she's been Tainina Mezuyim. So, no, die Tainina Mezuyim, Shemigun Nikila Bo Rabon. Rabbi, you're going to make a kula, and what are you going to say? Let her get married. Fine. Now, what are you going to do when the Baal comes and says it's Mezuyim? You're in hot water. There's no Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayme. Maybe get me decent, there's Eidim Mitzuyim Lekayme. Ach, mon in its own, you'll make such a chuben. That's called Mishum Igun Nekila Bo Rabono. That's the Gemara said at Av Gimel, Hai Kulo Chumro. That means, Mishum Igun Nekila Bo Rabono, we have to look at it, is it a true kula, is not a true kula. So Bishloim Metaisa said at Av Bezim Adalof in Eretz Yisrael. Taisa said in Eretz Yisrael, if you bring a get, so let her get married. We don't tie them as a year. To make obstacles, let her get married. the Baal of Kamen Tain and Mezuyah. So do we have a problem in it? So then we'll go find Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimai. There are Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimai. So holding her back to get married now is just making her not good then. Problems we won't have later. If it's an emissary style, we'll find Kim. This ain't the Mitzvim Lekaim. So there we don't find the Mitzvim to begin with. But over here, we're speaking about that someone brought again me B'dinis Yom V'lo Yom V'Ponei Nich V'Ponei Nechtam. So Taisa says if there won't be any Kim, if there won't be any Kim, then there'll be a Din Taisa. Because we find the Mitzvim Sektav Shleimah. We tain the mezuyev. So, since we tain the mezuyev, so memela, that's where dakim niskayim b'chaisoma, then it's a din lay seitze. If dan niskayim b'chaisoma, we'll be a din teitze, because we tain the mezuyev from the get. But shaloy lishma, Taisa says, afilo kaidim shalomdu, since afilo kaidim shalomdu, the whole thing's a chshash, las ba'ome, so memela, so, if you are mekayim it already, mishum machshash las, we won't be meitzi, afilu kaidim shalom. That's the two lashaynas in the Gemara, according to Taisves, there's a din im nisei seitze afilu kaidim shalom do mishum lishma. According to the Iboye Seime, there's no din teitze, al shalei lishma. According to the first, loshen davke la'ache shalom do. Zog the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara, Beplukte the Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Leibu. Now the Gemara says, this machloikis of Rabbi and Rove is a machloikis of previous Amayroi. No, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Leibu also had this machloikis of Rabbi and Rove. Chad oma fishin ein bekiyim lishmo. Chad oma fishin ein eidem mitzuyim lekaim. A machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Leibu. So the Gemara says, testayim, I'll bring you a raya, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Omer Lefish ain't Bekiyim Lishmo. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that said Mishum Dein Bekiyim Lishmo. Why? How do I know this? So the Gemara says as I, the Rabbi Shimon bar Abba Aisi Gita Lekami the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Omer Lei, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Tzrichna Lemeime Bepanei Nichtam, Panei Nechtam, Oiloi. Like to say Bepanei Nichtam, was I get Mimdines Hayom? Yes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, do I have to say? You don't have to say. So, you see, why didn't you say before Nichta? Because the time is also Lishma. And then the Deiris Achoinim, the Bekiyin Lishma. So now, before we get a machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, one said al lishma, one said al teidim etzuyim lekaime. Now we know who is the one that said al lishma, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because from this mind, so we say, "Oh, that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told Rabbi Shimon bar Abba." Fact the Gemara, but okay, fine, that's taken care of. But look, I don't understand this whole mindset. But this bere, the Rabbi is like the Rabbi. I mean, yes, you have to say. The Sefani Nifta says, no, we're Baki Lishma. But what's with Rabbis then? Rabbi is like the Rabbi. Boy, Damrini Shemayach said, Dabu Likal Kulai. So the Gemara says, oh, this Maisa, you have to be a little bit Magia the Maisa. El Rab Shimon Bar Abba, Inish Achina Have Bade. There were two Shluchim. There was Rab Shimon Bar Abba and someone else. That was the story. So it was two shluchim. No, two shluchim is a milsud loy shriche. So you have already kiyum, you have already milsud loy shriche legosel bar rabono. That was the question that was posed to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, you don't have to say take. There's no gzeir, it's a milsud loy shriche, there's no shashab kiyum because you're two. Vahad loy choshev loy mishum kevoidoy to Rabbi Shimon. The one you don't understand how the Tekwede works, but Al Kaponim, it seems, if we're telling over a Maisa, tell over the whole Maisa. Why did there were two people? There was a person, plus Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, didn't mention it. Shukwede, the Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, yeah. Zot Rashi. The boy same. Oh, this is the previous Rashi. It's not like Tosfos second gears. The boy same. Like a sinner, loch a sinner, lochla time of mine. בפלוקטה, סלימוסס, כי הח פלוקטה דרבה ורובה, הפליגה נמי המרוי כמוי. אייס איגיטה ממדינס היום. ותסברה, לא יגרסינת. Now, לחיירה, let me just explain what was bothering Rashi. Usually, ותסברה is a קשה on what you said before. That's usually the tisba. The Gemara says, I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yeshua Balevi holds the Tamals Lishma. Because I'll tell you a maise, Rabbi Yeshua Balevi said, you don't have to say Bonei Nichtav, because the Deiris HaChayinim no Lishma. So I'm proving to you that Rabbi Yeshua Balevi is the, Ben Levi is the one that holds the Tamals Lishma. That's what the Gemara says. So usually the tisba is, no, if you have no raya, I'll ask you a kasha on your raya. The raya is a good raya. You don't know, understand Pshat and the Maisa, that's another problem. I don't understand Pshat and the Psaka, Rabbi Shulam Belevi, Rabbi Yisleid Derove, Acha Shalomdu, Zayir Shamiyat, Lovul Kilkulay. But the Loshim V'tizbere is schwer, because V'tizbere seems you're dinging zich with the Raya, the Raya is a good Raya. Rabbi Shulam Belevi, Al Zlishma. You don't know Pshat and the Maisa. So that's the first Loshim Rashi. Rashi says, Ligasinit. And that goes V'tizbere, because we don't have any cash on the Raya, the Raya is a good Raya. Vinami Gasinolay. Lavla iruye testayim kosi. We're not slugging up the testayim. The shaper testayim. Rabbi Yeshua who damuk hashem bikin. Elohi pos. But this bara. Hod the omar the yechidi habe. You learned that it was one shliach. That's what this bara. That the way you told over the mice. But Rabbi said the rabbi bin lekaima. Have a bahabe bin lo be trade the mice git the milsu do shchiche. Zog. Because this would mean it's a kash and a raya. Besomach to come al Rav Shimon bar Rabbi Neshechina have a body is a loy garsin and elo. Deine bo lister testayim. It's not a new mahalach. Besomach na mikoma homid Rav Shimon Levi sov Hashem ikim lishma. The Gemara seems to blive like this. I mean, if we'd be geiris v'tizbara, we'd be geiris v'ele, so the Rehitas Loshna Gemara would be saying that I'll slug you up on your raya about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So as far as they says, the whole thing doesn't make sense. You're not slugging up the raya. And later the Gemara says, Klo, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that holds Al Tlishma. So we see we remain with this raya.